Hello and welcome back to the Footy Casuals. Hello everybody, and we are back. We are finally back from our summer holiday, right, Brian?
Yes, of course, of course.
Yeah, sorry for the late uploads. We just barely got back from Cancun, you know. We figure since all the players go to Cancun, we figure why not join them as well. Yeah, we had a very long extended stay, I guess you could say, so that's why we weren't able to get these out in time, for sure. Just saying. But yeah, so
but, yeah. I think it was a nice needed little break.
Yeah.
That was kind of needed because things got very busy, but we're back. That's the important part.
Yes, exactly. But we are back once again, and it is that time once again. It is our prediction table time. I love this time.
Me too, because then I also love it because then we get to go back and look dumb.
Yeah.
All the dumb decisions that we made.
Yeah, I like building them, but I don't like reflecting on them, so that's that.
But hopefully this year we can look back and we get them all right.
Exactly. But yeah, so we're gonna get this going and we're gonna see where we land on. We might have some different lists, all right. I don't know. I'm gonna do my best. All I'm gonna say is my biasness will be towards the bottom of the table. The top of the table, it's tough because I feel like everyone will want to just pick the big six and put them in the top, but I feel like it's hard nowadays with your Aston Villas and Newcastles and even sometimes your West Hams. I feel like they just put up a fight, and you have those odd years, you know, with Brighton and then Leicester. You just never know. So you can't even go vanilla and go give your, like, traditional top six because nowadays, are they even still top six? You don't even know, honestly.
But
we're gonna start this and we're gonna kick this off with Brian here, who he's gonna hope his team has a better season than they did last year.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yep.
All I'm gonna say is that this year I don't know what I was thinking, honestly, when I was making my picks, like, for who I wanted to wear, but I ended up just going a lot of a bias. Because I'm like, other times I feel like I try to think about it too much and like the logistics, and it kind of just bites me in the butt. So I was just like, you know, like I kind of want to just see where it goes based off of like biasness. Like I want to see how it turns out. Because I mean, I did obviously think some of them with my head. Like I obviously keep in mind of like who leaves, who comes in, or like how teams ended last year versus how they didn't. So kind of just like, I don't know, I kind of just went a lot off the head. Not so much like brains into it and like calculations, you would say. So yeah, that's all I'm gonna say, but yeah, let's get it started. So should I start from the bottom down or the top?
Do bottom down, even though,
or the bottom.
Bottom down. All I'm gonna say is, okay, so this is the one league that we mostly do pay attention to a lot, but I'm not gonna lie to you, some of the ingoings and outgoings are a little tough to go by because some people might see some players as big, some people might see them as small. It just depends how you see it. Like, we can't mention every single youth player that leaves or every tiny, small role player or reserve player that leaves. If we miss a player or two, we're sorry. A signing, an arrival, a departure, it is what it is. But we're going to do our best to be as accurate as possible with our, you know, when we read out our list, so don't slate us for that one. So but yeah, Brian, go ahead and take it away.
All right, so with my 20th slot, I chose Southampton, and you're gonna see a very common trend with my three teams that get relocated. But yeah, so honestly, I kind of had them go straight back down because I feel like they're just one of those teams that kind of isn't strong enough, and it's not like they spent like I know they spent some money on a couple players, but it wasn't no crazy players. Like, I'm not even gonna try to act like I know who they were. Like, it's people that I didn't even know, so like I'm assuming they're like I'm not gonna say bottom tier players, I'm gonna say middle tier, just because I'm not aware of them, you know, and they're not like these bigger players. So And obviously nowadays, I feel like the Premier League is kind of transitioning to be like a much harder league. So I feel like it's a lot harder to stay up now than to just like how it was before, kind of like these teams that they would come up and like you'd get one or two that would not probably just like one that would stay up. But now it's just like every team that comes up, they kind of go straight back down. So I mean, maybe there's a surprise, but I don't think so. So then with my 19th team, I have Leicester City actually. And this was based off because they lost my goat Enzo Maresca. Obviously, he had him kind of buzzing at the start of the last year whenever he had him in the championship. But then also another big reason was because they lost like their centerpiece, Dewsbury Hall. And I feel like Enzo was kind of like a really big part of that team that I feel like he kind of just had him playing like tactically. And I don't know if they're gonna be able to replace that. You gotta keep in mind that they do have a new manager, so they could start off like they could start off either like buzzing again, or they could start off like completely horrible and they might need to gel. So I kind of took that into account. And also I had heard of like I want to say a couple weeks ago saying that or hearing rumblings that they could get a point deduction. So I kind of took that into account and I was like, yeah, if they get a point deduction, it's not gonna be looking good, you know? So like, I don't know. I kind of took that into account, and then that's kind of what made me want to have a 19. Also, just because, like I'm saying, once you get a new manager, it doesn't always turn out how you want it to at the start. So that's why I have a 19. 18th. This one kind of hurt me a little bit because I actually kind of wanted him to stay up, but I had Ipswich Town going down in that last spot. Yes, I know. I'm telling you,
That's
like in these
boring.
last. In these last couple years, like I feel like no one's really like well now in the trend that like the Premier League is going like even like a couple years ago when we're like oh Everton's gonna go down because they're so down bad and they somehow managed to stay up because like they somehow either get lucky or this, but I feel like it's more so that the Premier League is changing, like these teams are even the smaller teams are kind of getting a little bigger that it's just like not even close when these other teams come up. So that's just my opinion. If I really wanted to, and which I almost did, I almost had Ipswich Town 17th, and then my next team that I'm about to mention going down, but I just couldn't see it. Like, I don't know. I kind of had flashbacks to last year with Luton, and like how I was just like, oh, Luton should have stayed up, but like they somehow still went down. Like, and I just thought about the same thing. I was like, I'm gonna bite myself if I end up putting them going up, which even though I should have just for like the memes. But like, I don't want it to be towards the end of the year and be like, see, I knew I should have had him going down, and then, you know? So I don't know. It was just, but I really wanted him to stay up just because, I mean, they signed Omari Hutchinson. Hopefully, he finally gets a chance. I know Chelsea never gave him a chance. Arsenal never gave him a chance. So hopefully, he actually gets a chance here to shine because I know he's a really good player. They also signed Calvin Phillips. And I'm actually a big, huh?
On low.
I know, but like, they still got him for the year. So,
Yeah.
I mean. But yeah, I'm actually a big fan of Kieran McKenna, so
Okay.
that's why I kind of wanted him to stay up. Like I feel like he's a perfect manager for like a team that could possibly stay up. But I mean, yeah, I don't know, I just can't see it. But this next team, so 17th, this is a team that if they, I feel like if they don't, I really wanted to put him to go down, but I don't know, I couldn't see as much as I could see it. I can't see it. And that is Wolves. And oh my God, it's because I hate Wolves with a passion. Like, I don't like these guys. I hate these guys. So it's just like, I really wanted them to go down, but I just can't see it. But if somebody does go down, I think it will be Wolves. But for now, I have them 17th in my prediction. And it's solely because, like, once again, literally, like Leicester, they lost, like, their key player. They lost my boy now, Pedro Neto. They also lost Kilman, and I mean, they did get some money from Pedro Neto, but I mean, they kind of got it pretty late, so like they haven't really spent it, I would say. They haven't really brought anybody in to like replace him, and I don't think they brought anyone in to. Actually, they might have brought someone in to replace Kilman. I just don't remember who, but I remember seeing that they had brought somebody in. But yeah, like I don't know. I feel like they were already like kind of a middle of the pack, lower to the pack tier team play team, I would say. But like obviously when you lose your star player, you don't know how that's gonna change. So, and I'm also just not a big fan of Wolves, and like I have a little bit more confidence in some of these other teams, so that's why I have them 17th. But I could easily see them getting relegated, so don't get shocked if they get relegated. Then 16th, I got, and this is where kind of like you can literally start throwing anybody anywhere,
pretty
because it's
much.
just like literally like there's always a reason for all of them to kind of go or like get near relegation. But 16th, I got Bournemouth, just solely because they lost Solanke, and I mean they got the money from him with a lot of time, and they did not reinvest it with what I thought. Like, I thought they were gonna bring in a replacement or like try to get somebody to cover. I know there were some rumblings about, I forget who they were gonna sign, but, and I believe they signed one of your boys, I think you were mentioning so earlier. So, but yeah, I don't know. I didn't think they were gonna make a pretty big push, and like I feel like they're always also like this back end tier team. I mean, I didn't really have much faith, so yeah, that's why I had them 16th. 15th, I actually put Forest. I mean, I don't like them, but I kind of like some of their players. So I kind of had them 15th just in hopes that like they would stay away from the relegation zone. They obviously have Morgan Gibbs-White. They have Ilanga. They have Hudson-Odoi, and they're going to be a second year into like their project that they kind of have going on. And they're one of these teams that actually kept a similar starting 11. Like, I feel like they didn't really pick anyone up or change their main team, so I feel like that's actually going to help them out, because I feel like they're just going to keep growing together, and they didn't look that bad last year. Like, I feel like last year just Gibbs himself and then Alonga and Hudson-Odoi looked pretty good. Like, that looked like a pretty good attack, so I feel like it'll kind of, with another year down their belt, I feel like it'll be better for them, and I feel like they'll actually start growing. I obviously don't know, like with these teams you don't really expect them to go like make a crazy push to like 8th or like 7th or something like that, but like I mean I think they'll have a better season, so yeah, I'll have them 15th. And then 14th, I'll have Brentford, and Brentford is one of these teams that I don't know why, like I could see them going like making a really good put, or I could see them going really far back in time. So like I don't know, it's kind of, they're kind of a weird team that I didn't really know how to place. I mean, I was basically placing them here on the basis that they're going to sell Ivan Toney. I don't think they're going to keep him. I mean, last year, we clearly saw how much they struggled whenever Ivan Toney wasn't playing. Obviously, once he started playing towards the back end of the season, they obviously started to perform a little bit more. But, like, I just don't see a world where they keep Ivan Toney. Like, I feel like he's going to get sold. So, and I'm not going to lie, I've heard one rumbling from a non-credible source, but I went with it, that Chelsea could be looking into getting him. So if we make that happen, I will be very happy. But anyways, yeah, I just don't see them keeping Ivan Toney. Yeah, so that's just kind of why I had them in this position, and they're also just like this middle pack of a team. So then 13th, if you've been looking at my picks, there's this one team that they just keep going higher and higher. And it ends here, but it's just like, what are they doing over here? And that is Everton. Everton is finally going to make that. Yeah, Everton is finally going to make that push up. And let me tell you why. Last year, these boys got shafted with their point deduction. There's some more rumblings that they're going to get another point deduction this year for like breaching something. But I don't think it'll happen. I feel like they're going to get some, like, they're gonna cut some slack on them this year. But I mean, if it does happen, it's gonna suck and ruin my whole prediction, but I don't think they will. And last year we kind of saw how decent they were doing. If they didn't get that point deduction, I think they would have ended like 14th. I believe they ended up like, I think like 16th or 17th, but I feel like that point deduction really kind of set it all, because they actually had a very good season, and all that's like thanks to Sean Dyche, Sean Dyche. But yeah, I think he's the perfect manager for that team. He's kind of the only person that has been able to like actually make some change in that team. The only thing I'm really scared of is that they did lose Onana, and I feel like Onana's such a big piece to like what they actually had going on. Like, I feel like a lot of people.
Onana?
What happened? Yeah.
Wait, what's his name?
I forget his first name, but.
Yeah, let me pull it up. You don't get it, huh?
Huh?
You don't get it, huh?
No, why?
I said Onana.
Oh.
You're like, what are you talking about?
Bruh, like so confused. Sorry, guys, it's late. It's late.
Yes.
But yeah, they obviously lost him, and I feel like he's like such a big piece that a lot of people actually aren't taking into account. Like, I don't know. I just feel like he's like kind of like one of those heartbeat players of the team, you know? So I think they kind of have a good chance of like being old Everton, where they kind of like start falling down and falling down, but I have faith in Sean Dyche that he will actually keep him up and pretty get him ascending actually. But they could only do that if the boy Calvert-Lewin actually scores. Like, this dude needs to score some goals or else they're gonna be cooked. Because I mean, I feel like whenever he's playing at a pretty good level, like I feel like they kind of looking solid, but when he doesn't, it kind of hurts them. And that's whenever they don't have a player like Onana to be able to kind of balance that out. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But that's going to be like my shocking pick, as you can tell now. But yeah, so then 12th, we got Fulham. And honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. Fulham is one of those teams where I did not know where to put. Like, I don't know. Like, they lost Polina, obviously. They lost Tosin to Chelsea. But they still have like these crazy players. Like, they have Rodrigo Muniz, or however you say his name. And then they still have what's his face that they just signed from Arsenal last year, I believe, Smith Rowe. And then he looked really, really good in the preseason, so I'm not gonna shy away from that. And then they have my boy Jedi Robinson that I can't shy away from, the biasness. So that's one of the teams where I kind of just didn't know where to put him. But I mean, I don't know. They're one of those teams where they're either gonna perform or they're not. So I kind of just had a middle of the pack just because I didn't know to put them lower. And there's these other teams that I feel like are just a little further back than they are. So yeah, I just kind of put them there. And I feel like these other teams kind of are showing a little bit more of a push nowadays, you could say. So like, I feel like a lot of these teams, like I said, they're not starting to be as small as they once used to be. Like, I feel like some of these teams are actually starting to grow. So we'll see. 11th. This is a team I regret putting here, and I don't know why I had him there,
Oh,
but
wait,
I
hold
put
on.
him
Before
here.
we continue, for context, Brian made his list a while ago and he refuses to change it, which is why he's
Yeah.
saying what he's saying, in case you were wondering why.
I will not change it, and I will tell you guys why I won't change it. This is because whenever it was about a week ago, I feel like
About a week
it was
ago.
pretty a week ago. It was pretty close to the start of the season. So I'm just like, I kind of want this to be my last list just because like I don't really want to go down to the last day when they actually play, you know? Like, I want it to be pretty fair. Like, I want to see, because at that moment in time, I feel like a lot of stuff had already happened and I didn't really think anything else was going to happen. And not crazy stuff has happened, you know? So it's just like little things that have changed. But I was like, you can't put a list out and then like things not change. Like, things are going to happen. Like, players are going to get hurt. So I'm like, it is what it is, you know? At that moment, that's what I was feeling. So I didn't want to change it. Like, I just want to let it be. So then, like, once again, I went a lot based off bias. So at the end of the year, I kind of wanted it to be like one of those memes where it's just like, dang, like, I actually put them there, you know? Just because it's not so sweaty, I would say. So it's not so like a try hardy thing. Like, I didn't want it to be like a homework assignment, you know, where you're like trying to make it perfect. Like, you just want to let it reflow, and that's what happened. So
Well,
anyway,
go ahead.
at this moment in time, I do not know why I put Crystal Palace 11th, but I did,
That's not
because
crazy.
they lost Michael Olise, and he was a very, very big part of that attack. Now they're gonna have to rely a lot on Eze, which, I mean, he has looked very, very solid, but will he be able to take a lot of the load? I don't know that. I mean, they did get like Kamada, but I don't know. Like, I just don't see, now looking back at my list, I don't see how they can look a little bit better like Fulham. I mean, they're always that middle of the pack team. They're always literally like 11, 10, 12. They're always in this place. But I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like I kind of overshadowed the loss of Michael Olise, because I feel like that is going to end up coming to bite them in the butt. But they're 11, so. And actually, it kind of makes sense as to why. So then I'll just keep moving on. Any thoughts as we're midway through my prediction? Thoughts?
Well, first of all, Crystal Palace also brought in Ismaila Sarr.
Yes, they did, actually.
Yeah. And you forgot to mention the best player on Fulham.
Which is?
Raul Jimenez.
Yeah. Anyways, as you can tell why I skipped over that bozo.
Oh.
All I'm gonna say is he's not a Raul Jimenez that he once was. So.
I don't know, man. He started scoring at the end last year.
Yeah. Tomato tomato.
Nah. The only shock that I have from you is Everton's so high. The rest seems pretty much normal.
Yeah. But like I said, I was like, the Everton thing, you could always look back at it too. Like, hindsight last year, if it wasn't for that point deduction, they would have been higher. So, I don't know. It's just a thing. But I kind of see them on the upward trend, but yeah. So then we continue with my list. 10th, Brighton. And Brighton, I'm not going to lie, I have this sticky feeling that they're actually going to like... Hey, yo, Bob. I have this weird feeling that they're actually going to end up, like, pulling some, like, crazy strings and end up getting, like, 8th or 7th. I don't know why. It's just, like, a hunch. But, I mean, they did get a new manager. I think he's German, right? Like, his name's, like, Herzler or something?
Brian
like
Herzler, I think.
Yeah, all I know is that he's very, very young, and I guess he's pretty good. So, I mean, go ahead.
I believe I'm not wrong. I might be slated, but I'm pretty sure he brought up a team from the second division. Oh, he brought up St. Pauli. He brought them up to the Bundesliga, and obviously Brighton came in because they needed a new manager since De Zerbi left to join Marseille, and they brought him in, and he's a very promising manager. A lot of people were upset that he abandoned the project, but hey, I mean, as cool as it is to, like, run it back and have your first season in, like, the first division after you get promoted, your opportunity, when your stock is high, you got to go. Because if you fall off the next year, no one might want you. So I can see why he made the jump. But maybe it's just the FIFA person in me that finds it exciting to run it back in a new division. I don't know. That's just me. That's just me, but yeah.
No, that's for sure. I feel like that's for everybody. Like, you always kind of want to see how that story ends up turning out, because, I mean, it can turn to something big, but like you said, it could also go bad very quickly, so you kind of just got to jump on your opportunities.
Like Thiago Motta with the... He got Bologna in the Champions League, but then he abandoned them for Juve, so it's kind of tough there, but... But go ahead, Brian.
But yeah, so then Brighton, yeah, they kind of got him as a new manager. I mean, they still have the amazingness of Matoma. They still have their Evan Ferguson's or Danny Welbeck's. So, I mean, I think they'll be fine. I didn't think they brought in anybody crazy. I think they signed Minter, who was actually doing pretty good in the preseason. But nothing too, too crazy. But I don't know. I just have a good feeling that, like, he'll kind of get them going pretty quickly, and hopefully that would turn out well for them. But in this sake, they're 10th. But I could see them getting a secret little jump, so... We'll see how that goes. And then 9th, and you'll see very quickly in my list. Towards the top, I went pretty boring, I'm not going to lie. But I just, like, I don't know. Like, I don't have faith in these teams as other people do. I just don't. 9th, I have West Ham. Like, I know people are raving about West Ham and, like, how they could do this and that. But I just don't see it. Like, they signed Fulkrug, yes, that's a good signing. But, I mean... I feel like their team's a little on their older side. Like, I don't know. Like, they just signed Wan-Bissaka too. But, like, I don't know. They don't really have anything that jumps out to me. Like, yes, the Fulkrug signing is pretty good. But, like, I don't know. And they also have a new manager. So, I feel like they're kind of doing, like, not a rebuild, but more of, like a retouch, I would say. So, like, once again, I'm not a big fan of, like, these managers and, like, whenever they get signed in and having them do really, really good, because you never really know. They also signed, like, Somerville, I believe, who is also a pretty decent signing. But, I mean, I don't know. I just looked at their team, and they kind of looked a little old, and I'm just like, there's nothing to really jump and excite me as it would for another person. So I had them 9th. Then 8th. And honestly, if I would, like, do this again, I would have them much higher. But for my sake of having it already done, I am not going to change it. Aston Villa. I had it to do again, I would not have put them this low. But they are in the Champions League this year, and we've known how this crumbles teams. Like, the Champions League is another breed. You have to have so much depth to be able to both put your focus on the Champions League and on the Premier League. And I mean, it could be like one of those things where they don't really emphasize or where they don't really focus on the Champions League, but at the same time, you kind of have to. Like, if you're one of these clubs that isn't normally here, I feel like you just have to show the like your presence. Well, like, I guess you would say like that you're a bigger club. So I feel like they obviously are going to focus on the Champions League, not as much as the. Actually, you never know. They could try to like focus on it a lot since they're not really here a lot. But yeah, like I think this will like give them a pretty big step back from the Premier League. I mean, they lost Douglas Luiz and Diaby. Diaby wasn't so much, I feel like, of a big loss to them. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like he's kind of one of those players that was gonna get end up washed out of their team anyways. But I feel like Douglas Luiz was a pretty good loss. I mean, they did sign Onana, who was a pretty big signing. They did sign my boy Maddson, who was looking good last year whenever he was on loan. I mean, they still have Ollie Watkins, which is why, like, in my head, I don't know. I just saw them, like, taking a setback. But I was like, you know what? Like, they have a pretty solid team. They don't have as much depth as I feel like they should have to still perform. But, like, I mean, I don't know. I could have seen them at least, like, sixth, seventh, you know? Like, eighth, I feel like I was a little harsh dropping them that far down. But at the same time, I easily could see them eighth again. Like, you know, like it's just one of those things where it's just like a lot of these teams don't know how to handle two types of competitions, especially when it's such a big thing like the Champions League. And they could also get a very hard first group, and then there's like the injuries and all this stuff. So yeah, I have them eighth. Then seventh, another team that like everybody keeps raving about that I just don't see it. And that is Newcastle. Everybody is on such a high horse with Newcastle, and I don't know why. Because to me, if I look at it, I'm like, yes, they actually get Tonali back, which is going to be very, very huge for them. But I mean, besides that, they didn't like, and he's not even a signing, he's just coming back from suspension. So, like, they didn't have any crazy signings. And if you ask me, what's his name? If Isak gets hurt, I don't know where that team goes, you know? Like, it's one of those teams where it's just like they're like one big injury away from a downfall. So I don't know where like this big, big, like crazy rave is going with everybody and like their big hope on Newcastle. I just don't see it. I couldn't see them going anywhere near the top six, which surprisingly, like I know you were saying, like it's not you're gonna you, there is chance for it to not be your traditional top six. Obviously, I kind of still had it, the top six, but like, I don't know. It's just like none of these teams are kind of like calling my name, you could say, and it could be completely opposite for someone else, but yeah, it's just for me. So then, six. Ugh. Spurs. Spurs, Spurs, Spurs. Yes, this is going to be quite of a shocker. I'm not going to lie. I kind of could have had them higher. I would have swapped them with Manchester United, but I'll tell you why right now after. So Spurs, they did get Solanke. They did sign Archie Gray, who's gonna be huge for them, like huge, gonna change that team a lot. But once again, it's one of those teams similar to Newcastle where if Son or Maddison gets hurt, we've seen how that team kind of looked with Maddison and without Maddison. Like if he gets hurt, it's big for that team. Obviously now it's gonna be different since Archie Gray's there, but like even if Son gets hurt, like what happens for that team, you know? Like it can go bad so quickly that that's kind of why I just didn't have faith. I know they have another year under what's his name?
Ange.
Ange. And he kind of had him going pretty good. He had him going at the start of last year, but then he had a fall off towards the back end of the year. So it's just like I don't know, it all kind of just depends how he gets them going. I feel like he's pretty good manager for that team, but I can't see a world where like an injury happens and they just keep popping off. So I feel like I was very being kind of like aware that injuries can happen, because I feel like a lot of the times I don't kind of take that into account in some of these teams. And also Spurs is one of these teams where it's kind of not having as much depth as these other teams are kind of getting. Like obviously Chelsea has like 10 teams that they could throw out there if they really wanted to. Or like same with like a lot of these other teams like City or Arsenal, like they have a lot of depth. But as the years have gone, like Spurs' depth has kind of gone away because some of their players have turned mediocre and some of them have just left. So it is what it is. But yeah, that's why I kind of had them sixth. But I don't know. I could have seen them higher. Fifth, unfortunately, I had Manchester United, as you can tell. But I did not want to put them here, and this is why I'm going to put them here. I cannot, as horrible as these guys have been, like, trust me when I say this, with all my heart, I wanted to put these guys like 8th or 9th. But I just do not see a world where these guys don't get at least top 5. Because if they get top 5, I think it's over for these guys. Like, it'll look so, so bad. To, like, any man, like, I think it'll actually, like, I feel like this is the last year for them to actually prove that they can still be up in these, like, higher rankings, because if not, it's just going to go bad, so bad for them. They did lose Wan-Bissaka, Varane left, Martial left, but they did also get some good signings. Like, they got De Ligt, they got Mazraoui. I mean, they still have Kobe. He's taking, like, pretty big steps. Obviously, over or in the Euros, he looked very, very good. They still have Garnacho. He also looked good whenever they were the Copa America. So, I don't know. I feel like... Oh, and they also got Licha back, too. I feel like he was a very, very big, important piece in their defense that they lacked last year. I feel like last year their defense was, like, hurt the entire year. That's why they had Casemiro playing center back at one point, which is hilarious, yeah. By the way. But, like, I feel like with Licha, they'll kind of look better, and obviously they're going to be healthy again. They still got the man, the myth, the legendary Maguire, so he has to count for some. But no, I think they just have a little bit more depth and they're a little healthier, so I feel like they'll actually perform more. But at the same time, like, we don't know what's going to happen with Marcus Rashford, because Marcus Rashford is a weird, weird story that, like, happened in the Premier League, where this dude had, like, the brightest lights on him to very down and, like, kind of wash the player. But, I mean... We'll see what they do with this year with him, because, I mean, they have to kind of choose either to keep him in or take him out. But, yeah, I don't know. I just didn't see a world where they just don't make at least the top 5 anymore, because if they don't, it's just going to look so bad on them. So I feel like the pressure's going to – they're going to kind of – how would you say it? Perform with the pressure. But, I mean, we know Manchester – we know recent Manchester United, so they might – United their way out of the top 5. So, anyways, another team that can United their way out of the top 4, Chelsea. I don't know how I got them here. That's strictly off of bias, I'm not going to lie to you. If you looked at their preseason game, it was shocking. Their preseason was so shocking. But the only thing that I still have hope with is that Jackson was not playing, Palmer was not playing, and they were subbing out everybody within, like, halftime. So it's just like, you just have so many players that, like, Maresca kind of had to literally check everyone out. So I know a lot of people are like, oh, they look bad, they look this, they look that. But at the same time, like, literally, we have, like, 40 different players on the first team roster. Like, they have to cut people. So in order to cut people, you have to play everybody to see how they play, to see if you like them. So I'm going to blame the preseason on that. I'm just letting you guys know. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for it, because Chelsea has looked very, very lackluster. But at the same time, they do not have any European competitions that are important. They do not have Champions League. They do not have Europa League. They have the Conference League. So I feel like that'll kind of be good for them. And if there's a team that has as much depth as they need, it is Chelsea. They have players to sign, or they have players to keep for forever. Like, they can put out 5 first team teams. Like, these guys have depth for days. So I don't know, and I feel like they also got some pretty good signings. Like, they signed Pedro Neto, who I think is going to be very huge. There's also rumblings that they were going to sign Joao Felix. There's also rumblings that they were going to sign Osimhen. There's also rumblings that they were going to sign Ivan Toney. And if you are a Chelsea fan, you know that these rumblings sometimes eventually turn to be true. Like, it's not like these other teams where your owner doesn't spend money. Our owner actually likes to overspend his money. So that's why I'm, like, not throwing those out. Like, obviously, these are things that can actually happen, which is crazy. But I also don't want people to forget how good of a hot ending they had last year. Last year, they won, like, 7 of their last 8 games, or, like, 6 of their 7, or they won 6 of their last 7, something along those lines. So they were actually ended off on a very good streak. And I don't want people to forget, like, yes, this year they start off with City, but don't start the season until after the City game. Like, just keep that in mind. we know City is going to be City, so I don't want you to base everything off of the first game. Wait till the second game and then decide, you know? So, like, just keep that in mind. But, yeah, I had them fourth just because of the depth they have, because I think they're still going to perform based off how they were performing last year. They got Palmer. They got Jackson. I think Enzo's attack is going to be a little better than Poch's. I feel like Poch kind of just had everybody running everywhere, which kind of sucked. And even like that, they still somehow ended in the top six. So we'll just – I think they'll get fourth. And they got nothing to worry about. So just leave it at that. I was kind of ranting a little bit. But anyways, then we got third. And this is one of the ones where it's kind of just like – I feel like it's an obvious choice, but at the same time, it's not, because we have our boys Liverpool. They obviously lost Jurgen Klopp, but if there was anybody more perfect to slide in, it was Arne Slot. I feel like he has great attacking football, so I mean, I feel like they'll be just fine. A lot of their team is getting older, but I mean, I think they'll be fine. Like they're the first team I think actually this year that has not made one singular signing, which is concerning. They were going to sign Zubimendi, but Here We Land did not land. So I don't know if you've seen those memes.
Yes, where, like, I people have.
Yeah. But anyways, as a joke, obviously people have been mocking Fabrizio Romano. So anyways, but yeah, Zubimendi, they had Zubimendi to come and play the six, but he didn't actually get to sign there. Something happened and the deal collapsed. I'm pretty sure the team kind of just fleeced Liverpool into doing their work for them, right? To, like, get him a deal for what's their team called
so,
again?
Sociedad, but I think it was the opposite. I think Zubimendi, he wasn't trying to sign with Liverpool. He was just trying to make Sociedad give him a bigger contract because, I mean, this guy doesn't care about trophies, man. He plays for Sociedad. Yeah. Sociedad don't win trophies. They just play every season and that's it. They don't get relegated. They maybe every now and then they'll play the Europa League or the Conference League, but that guy wanted to just stay in Spain. I don't know if the guy just didn't care for the opportunity to win trophies or he wanted to stay in Spain. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Spain's weather and atmosphere is much better than England, so he just saw it as, I just want to stay where I'm comfortable. I think he's been at Sociedad his entire career, so I'm like, he's like, you know what, yeah. I just want to just get my bag and just run it back, so I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, but see, so like with their team, I feel like they are missing number six, but I mean, I'm sure they'll figure it out. Like, I'm sure they'll end up throwing somebody there. The only thing that's kind of concerning me is that they are getting older, but you still got to realize that they still have Mo Salah. They still have, what's his face? Van Dijk. They still have, like, all these players. I feel like
Darwizzy.
I was going to say Darwizzy. I got myself. But he is on his last thrall, I would say. So I feel like he has to perform. He has literally no option, because if he does not perform this year, I feel like it's going to go very bad for him. And like I literally don't know what will happen with him, but he has to perform this year. Like, I don't think they have an option. I feel like Gakpo will look better in his second year with Liverpool. Like, they still just have a lot of players that I think they'll make it work. And like I said, Arne Slot has very attacking football, and that's what they've had with Klopp. So, I mean, I think it'll just continue. But I don't see them making a push for second because, like I said, they have not signed anybody. So, other teams, obviously, Arsenal and Man City have a lot more depth. So, yeah, that's why I have them third. Second, and I know you wanted to hear this, big uncle. It is not Man City. It is Arsenal.
Oh, yeah,
I have Arsenal.
What else is new, man?
Because it is very, very obvious. The only player they signed was Calafiori. And, I mean, if I wanted them to really sign one person, if there was one position I really wanted them to sign, was a striker, and they did not. I feel like that is a hole that they have been missing this whole time. And I feel like if they get a really solid striker, that'll change everything. Like, I feel like that would actually give them that last push to go to win the league. But I just didn't see them doing that. Obviously, they didn't do that. They just signed Calafiori. They have been making these last pushes like the last 2 years. But, I mean, when it comes to it, they always crumble. So, I mean, they're just one of those teams where, like, they're just missing one big piece and they just somehow don't keep addressing it. And to me, I think it's a striker position. Yes, they have all the depth in the world, but does it really matter? Because if you look at Man City, they have the same amount of depth, but they have bigger players. Like they have the Haaland. They have the Haaland that is going to score the crazy amount of goals, like the 30 goal seasons. Arsenal does not. Arsenal has Kai Havertz. And let's just leave it at that. Like, I just don't see it, man. I don't know. I feel like they needed something crazy in that attack that they just didn't get. But that only leaves one team and one team only, and it'll be Man City, and they will repeat, and not even by choice. Like, I think these guys will just repeat on accident because
On
obviously
accident.
Pep is gonna, I know, like, it's sad that I say that, but their team is that good. It's gonna be Pep's last year, so I feel like the players are gonna want to perform for Pep. I feel like they're gonna want to have that one last two or that one last like going away tour where they win the league. I mean, I'm sure he probably doesn't even care about the league at this rate anymore, like how many times he's won. But they're getting a healthy KDB, they're getting a healthy healthy Haaland. They just signed Savio, which I don't even think was that necessary because I mean I think they'll be fine. The one thing that kind of scares me though is that Julian Alvarez did leave, so I mean, I wonder what would happen in a world if Haaland gets hurt. Like, I wonder who they throw at striker. It'll be one of those things where we kind of just figure out. But as we've seen, City will always find a way. Like, these dudes have players, even from their academy, that end up turning out good. Like, they have Bob, they have Lewis,
They
they have
have
all
who?
these. Bob? I forget his first name.
Bobathy?
Bobathy? I gotta look for his first name.
Just
What's
messing
his
with you.
name?
City too?
Oscar, isn't it Oscar Bob?
I don't know, but
People,
they just sold a bunch of youth players, you know that?
yeah, no, this dude actually just got hurt not too long ago, but didn't
No.
want to spoil it. But spoiler, guys, he got hurt.
I was saying, because they sold a lot of youth players.
Yeah,
I was seeing that they're outs. It was a bunch of like
yeah.
youth players, but yeah.
No, oh, and Rico Lewis. So actually, they like I feel like oh, I know a lot of their youth players actually left, but whenever I was watching their preseason games, because I actually tried watching a lot of these teams' preseason games, and their youth like literally looked so good in their starting team. So like even if they don't have their crazy players, they always find a way. And I feel like it's just a Pep thing, but I know you're not the biggest fan of Pep, but
Oh
Pep is
yeah.
Pep, man. So
Yeah, I love that guy.
I'll just leave it like that. Your favorite manager is gonna get his last farewell tour, and I mean, yeah, City's is gonna be City. I just don't see it happening unless there is one way, and that way is if they get relegated because of their all the tampering and things like that. But we obviously know that is not gonna happen, so that's why I had to mention.
That's
Then I'll leave
hilarious. That's hilarious. There's so
it.
many things that I think Harry Kane would get his first trophy before that.
I literally put in the tiniest asterisk in my notes, only chance they don't win the league is if they get relegated, which will not happen in
Oh,
quotation
that
marks.
will never happen. That's funny because they
But
recently were found guilty for something and they literally paid a fine. I don't remember how much it was, but it was peanuts. And I was like, you're kidding me, man. It's just ridiculous at this point, man. The FA is a joke, man. Those bums can't do anything right. Let's punish Nottingham Forest and Everton. Those are the clubs that are terrorizing this league. Oh yeah, man. Nice.
I forgot about the Nottingham Forest one.
Yeah, that was last
Like,
season. I don't know about this season. If they have
no,
a
that's what I'm saying. Like, I forgot that that happened.
Yeah, no, it's dumb, man. But what do you expect, honestly? I
Yeah,
don't even
but
know.
that's why I just had him first. Like, there's no way these guys are gonna get relegated or even get a point deduction. If they get a point deduction, it'll be like a 1 point point deduction.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
don't expect nothing crazy.
For
So
sure.
yeah, they'll be fine. And that's why I had them first. But yeah, that was my table.
All right, man.
Thoughts?
Well,
Thoughts?
a decent table, I'd say. Nothing too crazy. But yeah, so mine's gonna be somewhat different than yours. I might speed run this because
No.
I'm not gonna lie. I was looking at some of the players, but again, nothing crazy jumps out at me. So I'm just
Yeah,
gonna.
I'm telling you, like, there's with the Premier League, like, you can't get every single player. Like, yes, there's these signings, but some of these signings aren't like big signings. Some of these signings are just like kind of on the smaller tier end, and it's just like you can't name everybody because there's so many teams, you know? Like, I don't know, it's just you kind of just got to go with what you go. But I'm actually excited because every time we have a different team, I feel like, or every time we have different teams, it always makes it interesting when we look back. So it's good for the content. Good for the
Oh yeah, for sure. I was gonna say, yeah, no, because I'm like, a lot of these guys, you just don't know. Some of these players, you're like, who the heck is this? And why'd they go for 40, 50 mil? Like, who even is this? Like,
Hey, that's the definition of Chelsea.
I mean, the whole league at this point, because I was looking at a lot of the signings, I'm like, who the heck is this? Who's this? Who's that? It's just the English tax, man. It's just, you just gotta be English, and they'll sell you for like a minimum 50, 60 mil, so.
I think we're getting to a world where everybody's just starting to get massive contracts, but that's because there's just tons of money out there now,
Oh
so.
yeah, that's the bad thing about the Prem right there.
Yep. But go ahead, take it away.
All right, bet. So, okay, so I might regret who I put at 18th, but I'm gonna go, like I said, my bottom teams are gonna be more a little bit towards the bias side, and the top are gonna be a little more on the serious side. So for 20th, I'm gonna go with Wolves.
Ooh,
Yeah, so I don't care about Wolves no more because they sold Raul Jimenez, so I don't care for Wolves anymore. One. Two, like, they sold their best player in Neto, I'd say, and I don't even know who they even have anymore. Like, their team pretty much is a big bunch of nothingness. The fact that they stayed up is crazy, but they had a nice little push at the end. I was shocked that they stayed up because I thought for sure they'd get relegated last season, but I just can't see it. But like I said, I don't care for Wolves no more, so they can go down. But yeah, so 19, this is crazy because it contradicts everything you said, but I just feel like it just kind of is a little bit too much, and I just can't see it. And eventually they gotta go down. There's too many close calls, and I know it's a big shocker, and I don't know if anybody's gonna have this, but I'm gonna put Everton at 19th.
Oh,
Yeah, so I'm sure
no.
this one's gonna either cost me a lot of points or I'm gonna hit a spot on. So the way I see it is, they lost Onana and they lost Ben Godfrey. Those are two big players on their team, I would say. Obviously it hurts them, and I mean, the players they got, like, they're not the best. Their defense is pretty trash, honestly. Their defense is pretty trash, and I don't even know what to say. They've only made like three signings, like four signings, and I don't even know who any of these guys are. They signed a guy from Villa, don't know who that is, for 11 mil. Signed a guy from Marseille, don't know who that is. They signed a guy from Napoli for cheap, and they signed an Irishman from Lyon. Didn't know an Irishman played for Lyon. See, a lot of the players they said, I don't know who these guys are. See what I mean? But I don't know who these guys are. But they didn't get any crazy players. Their defense is aged, it's old, it's kind of trash. They have Ashley Young in their ranks. I'm like, come on, man. The fact that guy's still playing is crazy, but the fact that he's like playing for them is another thing. I just can't see them. Their squad is pretty trash. They don't have any crazy players that'll keep them up, honestly. But it does come down, I guess you could say, to like Calvert-Lewin, how he performs. Because if he has like if he has the form that he used to have in previous seasons where he was balling, they might have a chance. But it's a lot to put all your eggs in one basket, and I just can't see it. Everton eventually got to go down, man. They can't just keep scraping by. They had a pretty decent season last year, like towards the end, even with the point deduction. But I don't know. They got to play one season in the Premier League with their new stadium, but they'll enjoy the championship next season. But yeah, now this next one is very controversial, and it's another different spectrum from yours. But I'm gonna put Brentford 18th.
Oh, you have everybody staying up.
Yes,
That's great.
I do. I know. I don't care, man. No one's gonna get this spot on.
I'm serious. I don't think that's
I might
gonna
as well just shoot my shot, man. I hate every year everyone has the three that went up to go back down. I'm like, that's boring, man. Like, come on. This last year, yeah, they went down, but I mean, you knew that Sheffield United was going down. I almost did it again. Last year I said Sheffield Wednesday. I almost said it again. I almost said it
Hey, I
again.
was actually confident in what's her name, in Burnley. I was actually
I was
confident, so
not, and I'm mad. I let
I'm not
every
gonna lie.
I'm mad. I let everyone's comments about Burnley sway me, because I was gonna have Burnley going down. But because of all this talk about who even is this bum company, that bum, about him and Burnley and this and that, and they did nothing and they went down.
See, but that's how it is with these teams. Like, they just get a lot of
Nah.
their fan base finally makes their way into the Premier League. They try to like get it in your brain.
It wasn't even
Oh,
just their fan base, it was everyone. Everybody was on that train.
it's
Everybody
like
was on the company train.
the story that this is finally gonna happen and then it doesn't happen. Like, I don't know. Like, it's boring. It's true.
I don't
Hopefully
know.
I'm wrong, but because I'd like to see it Ipswich Town stay up, but.
Yes. I'm just saying because everybody last year was saying Burnley. Not just Burnley fans, everyone in the world were saying
Yeah.
that company was the guy. He was the answer, the guy who was gonna do so many great things, and he did nothing. The fact that how he got that Bayern job is hilarious. I just can't wait for Bayern to get relegated.
Oh, I know.
But yeah, so
Harry Kane's really never gonna win a
oh
trophy.
yeah,
He's never
that's
beating those allegations.
nope, he's not. But I put Brentford here because nobody knows what's going on with Ivan Toney. I don't know if anybody even wants him because I know there's a lot of drama that follows him like off the pitch. Sometimes like it out the good like the bad outweighs the good in the sense of like do you want to take a chance on a player like that? You know, like you don't know if you want to take that chance, that risk there, and what if something happens? And like he was out almost the whole season. You saw it because he can't stop gambling for some reason. Like he doesn't already make so much money as it is. So I don't know what this guy's problem is, but honestly, they didn't really make any signing. They only made like one signing so far, and it was Fabio Carvalho from Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
Liverpool just decided to just cut their ties with him. I don't even think he even had much. I think they loaned him out last season to Leipzig, and he didn't really play at all, honestly.
Dude.
What happened?
I was not big on that dude.
No, when they signed him, I didn't even know who he was, honestly. Like I said, I don't keep up with championship football, but I think they signed him from Fulham, and Fulham isn't in the championship, but I can't
Yeah.
remember. Either way, no, they signed him from wait. Oh yeah, they did sign him from Fulham. But I don't know. Like I wasn't too sure about him when they signed him, and then nothing really happened with him. They decided to just cut their losses and they let him go. But I don't know if that's really gonna do much for you, really. I feel like they've been lucky so far, but I feel like it can only get them so far in the end. So I'm just gonna just put Brentford there. I'm sure it's crazy, and I'm gonna regret it, but it is what it
It
is.
for the memes. It's for the memes.
Yeah, I mean it is what it is. But yeah, all right. So that's my bottom three to go down, and then
Nice.
from here, like I said, people might be like, "You're crazy," this and that. But I have something to back it up. Okay, so for 17th, I'm putting Ipswich. So
Nice.
Ipswich is gonna be my new Luton for this season.
Him actually.
Yes, honestly, last year Luton deserved to go down because last year, everybody underperformed, and it was their best chance to stay up. And they started off strong, but they just crumbled towards the end. They just couldn't keep up with everything, and they ended up falling. But think about it. They're only in the run because everyone was doing bad. So if everybody was doing normal, they would have gotten relegated ages into the season. They probably would have got relegated by like March or something. So March or April. So, I can't give too much credit to Luton, but Ipswich Town. So I'm gonna say this, and everybody's probably gonna be like, "This, what's this guy on?" But it's just proof. If you have a cool badge, a cool name, decent kids, then I'm a fan of your club. I dig it. I like this Ipswich Town logo, the team name, the crest, all that stuff, man. So I'm hoping that they stay up. I think it's exciting. I love. Ipswich Town has been up, but I get so excited when a team hasn't been up in a while and they come back up. I think it's the most exciting thing ever. I think it's so cool and I love it. That's the stuff that I live for. That and debutants. So when a new team enters the fray that has never been there, that's the most exciting thing ever. I love me an underdog story. That's the most exciting thing for me. Just like remember when Leicester won the league, nobody thought that it was gonna happen. And then as time went on, they're like, is it really gonna happen? And then it did end up happening. So but yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Their signings, nothing crazy. I don't know any of these guys. I can't say much other than Calvin Phillips that got on loan, and they signed one of City's wonder kids, Liam Delap, a striker from City. That's the only two guys I really recognize that they signed in. Oh, well, you said they brought in Amari Hutchinson, huh?
Yeah.
That's right. But they already had him on loan. No, was it like loan with obligation to buy or something?
Be honest, but I just know he wasn't getting minutes, but now he should be getting minutes.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm gonna put Ipswich on the bottom, like on the very bottom, scraping the barrel barely. That's where I'm gonna put them. And then next, after that, I'm going to put Nottingham Forest.
Nice.
Yeah, so I know they cleaned house. They finally got rid of all their players. It's funny, they were Chelsea last season, and now Chelsea is Chelsea. So they have like 100 million players signed to their ranks, and they finally cleared their lines a bit, and they got rid of some of those guys. So now it's not as crazy as it was. You know, so that's good for them. They got rid of some of the I don't say deadwood, but they did. Again, the signings, nothing too crazy jumps out of me. But see, this is the thing I'm talking about, Brian. I don't know who Elliot Anderson is, but he got signed for 41 mil to Nottingham Forest. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who this guy is. See, I just don't understand sometimes. Like, I may not be a purist and watch every game or watch every team or know every squad list, but I don't know who that is. And nothing really jumps out at me. You know, so I don't know what's gonna happen with Forest, but I'm just gonna go on a limb and just put them in 16th, because once again, I like the team, their name, their crest, their kits. So once again, that's what I'm going with, kits. Yeah. But yeah, I'm putting them there because I feel like as much as Forest was bad last season, I feel like their squad is better than Ipswich, so there's no way that Ipswich that they finished below. Then logically, I'd see Forest above Ipswich. But yeah, so for 15, I'm going to go with Southampton. Yeah, so the funny thing is when they went down, they didn't lose a lot of their players. A lot of them stayed with them. A lot of them like decided to stay with them. I think Lavia was gonna stay with them as well, but then you guys ended up signing him. So, but I think he was gonna end up staying, 'cause I think he had played a game or two in the championship. So I think that's what's gonna happen. But they kept a lot of their players. You know, they still got Kyle Walker-Peters. They picked up Adam Lallana. I know he's over the hill, but still, they brought in your boy Leslie Ugochukwu on loan. Yeah. They kept some of their players. I know for sure they kept some of their players. They brought in Ben Brereton from Villarreal. But yeah, I mean, nothing too crazy. But like I said, they kept some of their players when they went down to the championship. But Southampton, they went up a while back and they stayed up in the Prem for a long, 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 long time. They were up for a while. They were known at one point for like breeding players. Like everybody was buying up their players. That's the meme of Liverpool buying up all their players. You know, Adam Lallana, Adam Lambert. What is there? Sadio Mane, Van Dijk. It's just all kinds of players. I think, oh, and Klein. Also, it was the time when they were like buying all their players from Southampton. They're like a breeding ground. But yeah, like I feel like they've been up here and they know what to do to stay up. We'll see what happens. I know it's a different team than the one that went down. Everything's different. So we shall see how things pan out for them. But I'm gonna put them there. And then right in front of them, I'm going to put Leicester. Yeah, I know you don't have any faith in Leicester at all, but they have the GOAT, Jamie Vardy.
They do have the goat, Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, Jamie Vardy loves to party, and I feel like he has a lot more in store, and I feel like he's just gonna ball out. Once again, you know, like I said, that they would come right back. Honestly, I feel like they never should have went down. I feel what happened was they just started off really badly, and then it took them too long to try and right the wrongs or right the ship, and then by then it was already too late. Because I honestly feel like that Leicester going down was a complete mistake that should have never happened, and it was a freak accident. It was like one of those times, it's like a shocking one, you know, like a big team going down, like to put it in comparison. Well, I can't compare it because Santos in Brazil is like a big club. It's like Santos is like a, you know, like a Liverpool or an Arsenal going down. I can't compare that team to Leicester. That's disrespectful. But it's just like a big club, like a not a big club, but it's just a club you wouldn't expect to go down because they're pretty stable and solid and had decent players at the time. So I just feel like it was a mistake, and I feel like they know how to stay up. They were up, like I said, for a while when they came up. They won the Prem that 1 year, and obviously at one point they were bringing in talented players like in Conte and Mahrez, and obviously they had Jamie Vardy, and it was that squad. Nobody will forget that squad. Funny enough, they lost a lot of their players recently. They let them go on a free. They didn't re-sign them, which is like Prey, Al Brighton, Iheanacho, which is funny because they had those guys for a while. They sold Dewsbury Hall. I'm not gonna lie to you, I did not know who Dewsbury Hall was. I guess he was on Leicester's team the whole time, but he didn't really shine until his last season in the championship, which is crazy because he's been with the team for a while. I didn't even know he was on their books.
I think he was more of like a Enzo system player, is what I was like kind of like whenever I was like looking at it. I feel like that's the only system he kind of really shined into.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. Because I'm like, I didn't even know who he was. I didn't even know he was on Leicester. But he shined last season, and Leicester came back up. I feel like they could have won it more comfortably. They kind of, at the end, they cut it close, which sucks. But they got it done in the end. And that's the important part. And I said they'd come right back up, and that they did. But yeah. Okay, so next team that we have is Bournemouth, right here. Yeah, I'm putting Bournemouth there. So it's tough because it's funny. Last year I had Bournemouth going down, and they stayed up. Their best season yet, which is funny because that was a big one for me. This season I'm putting them. I would put them a lot lower, but they were pretty solid. And also, of course, I gotta say, I dropped them down a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, I had them a little bit higher.
Yeah.
But the fact that they lost Solanke is a big deal, because even though Solanke was, I don't know how Solanke's gonna pan out, because I feel like he was like a medium sized fish in a small pond, and now he's a small fish in a huge pond. So I don't know how that's gonna pan out. I guess that analogy I said was wrong, but it was bad because he wasn't a bad player.
Yeah, I feel like he was just stuck in a, I don't want to say horrible team, in a not good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now that he has good players around him, I feel like he'll perform.
We'll see, because it's one of either two ways. Either the player arises to the challenge and then he plays better because he has better players around him, or he was just playing really good because the other players were just so bad.
That too.
Yeah, exactly. So we never know how that goes. Like I said, we don't know who they're going to bring in as striker. I think I remember there was rumors that they were gonna bring in. They were thinking about putting in a bid for Santi Jimenez. I don't know if they are, probably not, because I feel like you want someone more established than like that you know is like guaranteed to get you goals, like able to adjust to your surroundings, I guess you could say. So I don't know who they're gonna bring in to replace Solanke. Is gonna be someone really big. But the reason why I have them a little bit higher than I would is because obviously they got Julian Araujo now. From, thank God he left Barcelona, that garbage club. I was just saying that I feel like it's Barcelona's loss. Don't get me wrong, I get it. They have a lot of youth players in that slot, but I don't know, man. I feel like them letting him go for so cheap with no buyback clause and no sell-on clause is just crazy. That's just bad business, man. Even Real Madrid, when they sell like their, it's funny, I always find a way to just bring these guys in here, but even
because you like them so much,
they're my club, man, and they're just the best club in the world. It's just tough. But I was gonna say, even then, when they sell off their youth players that they feel aren't gonna pan out to anything and aren't gonna amount to anything, even they include some type of clause into their contract, like a percentage of a sell-on in case this guy turns out to be crazy. They have like a huge sell-on clause, you know, or something like that. But no, nothing. And I feel like they're gonna regret that. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure their youth players that they got in that slot might pan out to something, but they might not. If you remember at the time, they had a lot of youth players that were destined for glory and they kind of flopped. So you just never know. It's better to have someone established and someone that has like some experience under their belt versus some youngsters that have none. So we shall see there. I don't know how this turned into a Barcelona thing, but they are garbage. Okay. But yeah, so But yeah, so that is that one right there. I think that's all I want to say. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I can't even count. Okay, cool. For my next one right here, I'm going to go with Fulham. I originally had Fulham a little bit lower, but I think I had Fulham lower last season, but not just because of Raul, because obviously Raul's not really gonna play much. That was already obvious. They brought in Ryan Sessegnon on a free and Emile Smith Rowe, which I feel like Arsenal's gonna regret that transfer 100%. I feel like he's a solid player. They just couldn't use him
Indeed.
to his best talents. I just feel like he's gonna pan out, do really well. I don't know, who knows? Because people said the same thing about when they sold what's his name? They sold him to Newcastle. Do you know his name? The center mid for Newcastle. Do you know what I'm talking
Last year or when?
about? No, it was a while ago. It was like a couple seasons ago. Let me see. His name is Willock, Joe Willock. When they sold Joe Willock, I feel like people said the same thing, and I mean he's been okay, but I don't think he's the player that people saw him as, that he was gonna turn out to. So he didn't really, he's not a flop yet, but he hasn't really lived up to that potential just yet. But I feel like they might feel that way with Emile Smith Rowe. I feel like they just couldn't use him to his strengths. But yeah, so I put them 12th. Now 11th, I'm gonna put Brighton. So I feel like Brighton have kind of fallen off a little bit. It's tough because I don't want to put them too high. I don't want to put them too low. Like I said, they did bring in that new manager with a lot of potential, Fabian Hurlitzer. I don't. What was that, Brian?
It's like Hursler or
I think
something
it's
like
Hurl. Yeah, Hursler. No offense. I apologize. We cannot pronounce names. But yeah, pretty much so. I don't know. I feel like he did great things for St. Pauli. He got them up, which is crazy. A big feat, and he took the reins over from De Zerbi, and it's a big job. We'll see how he copes with that. But I just feel like they're not the team that they used to be.
Yeah.
Not many crazy signings. The only two signings that I know of really is like they signed Mats Wiefer. I think it's Wiefer or Wiefer from Feyenoord. He was a decent player because obviously I keep up with Feyenoord because of Santi, but he was a decent player for them, so I thought that was a decent signing. See how he translates, how his game translates in the Premier League. And I know
Yeah.
that they bought Minta, but
Yeah.
people were saying that it was an FFP sell from Newcastle, you know. So there might be some,
Yeah.
I would say some of these teams might be a little shady with their dealings. So if they don't watch out, they might catch a point deduction, you know, like a these if some of these teams are colluding, you know, like hey, scratch my back, we'll scratch your back.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, like hey, we need to make a sale, like help us out and we'll help you out down the road, something like that. Who knows? But
Chelsea Strasbourg.
well, that's different because it's not the same league. That's like a sister club. That's like a sister club. That's more like you're thinking of like City and like Girona, or you know, all those teams. But yeah, pretty much. But you get the point. But I'm gonna put them there, in 11th, and then 10th, I'm going to go with Crystal Palace. Where's Crystal Palace at? Crystal Palace.
That's not that bad. I respect it.
Yeah, so Crystal Palace is always around the mid-table range. Nothing too crazy. You know, they're always pretty much in the middle of the pack. Nothing, never in danger of going down, but never really in the place to go up. To go up to any European spots. Like I said, we said earlier they brought in Sarr and Kamada, but that's pretty much it. Nothing too crazy that they've really made any changes to their squad. They lost Olise, obviously, which is very tragic. And we hear rumors of Guehi might be going.
Yeah.
That'd be a huge loss for them because he was very good in the Euros. And they better hope they get some big money and replace him because he's going to be a big loss for them, 100%.
Yeah.
But Crystal Palace is always in the middle of the pack, so I feel like that's how it is. I kind of want to swap them with Brighton, but I'm gonna leave it as is. But yeah, I'll leave that there. And then in ninth, I'm going to go not ninth though. Wait, see, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Yeah, so nine. What's the word I'm gonna say? So ninth, I'm going to go with Newcastle. So,
Right.
yeah, like I said, they got back to Nolly, but they haven't really done too much, I'd say. They haven't really done enough to really put up a fight to get back the spots they had previously before, where they're making a push for the Champions League or European football of some sort. We'll see how they met, how Eddie Howe manages with the squad that he has at his disposal. I know that this what they have at the moment. I know that they're struggling from FFP, which is why they haven't signed anybody really, and that's why they've made a lot of departures. So we'll see how they go moving forward with that little, because they want to stay like kind of on the bubble. They don't want to end up in dangerous territory where they might take a point deduction, or a ban. But yeah, so that's, I have them there 10th. So 9th, right? I can't count 12, 11, 10, 9, no, 8th. 8th, I have West Ham right here. So obviously Edson Álvarez plays for the squad. I don't want to be too biased, of course, like he's my guy, but I put them a little high, but I don't want to put them too low. Like I said, they brought in Wan-Bissaka, but I feel like Wan-Bissaka is like a shell of his former self. But they did bring in Todibo, which I know they stole him from some team. I don't know what team it was. I think it was a Premier League team, but they hijacked that signing. So Todibo was a big signing for them, and I feel like he's gonna do great things for them. They brought in Guido Rodriguez on a free, but I feel like he's kind of older. I don't know how well of a player he's gonna turn out to be for them. Like we said, they brought in Somerville and they brought in Fulcrug, which are decent signings, but I feel like they're not the signings that you would make to kind of put you over the top. It's more like to keep you in the middle of the pack, but I'm gonna have faith for West. I'm gonna put them 8th. Oh, and by the way, as we do these, just remember that we don't know what any of the we don't know what truly will be the result at the end, because remember, now the way they're doing these European table, no, these European spots are dependent on how far the teams make it. So if a lot of English teams make it far, you know, some of these guys might end up sneaking into Europe, but we don't know. As we saw last season with the Serie A, how they almost had like half the league in European football. It just depends on how everyone does. So you never know. West Ham might sneak in and end up getting some type of European football, but we shall see. I put them 8th. So 7th, I'm gonna put Villa right there. They have UCL ball, and it's a lot of games to manage, and the UCL is very demanding, and you can't put up a crappy lineup if you want to take it seriously. If you want to actually try and put up a fight, you got to put up a good team, and it's got kind of a lot of competitions to juggle, so they don't really have the depth, in my opinion, for that. Like we mentioned, they brought in Onana, but not in Maddison, but other than that, nothing really else really jumps out at you. They sold Diaby, but I feel like Diaby's kind of a bum in a sense of he didn't really live up to his potential.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like he's gonna get washed out regardless at some point.
And it seems like he's money. He's like he's a he's money hungry. He's money chasing because he's bag chasing because he came to the Prem because Prem pays a lot of money. And then Saudi came running. He's like, oh, that's even more money. So he jumped in because he's at 25, man. At 25, he's in Saudi. Come on, man. Like, that's just disappointing. I feel like that's embarrassing from him. And I guess his career's done. I don't know how it works, how it'll work out, but that's that. So I'm gonna put Villa 7th. We'll see how they do with all these competitions that they're juggling. All right, and then 6th, I'm going to put Manchester United. So I would put them lower for the memes, but they just made some crazy big signings. And it's kind of hard to put them any lower because obviously it's not just the signings, they also need to gel, and the manager also needs to be able to put the piece together. And the guy can't do if the guy can't do it with the squad they have now, then I don't know what else to say. But they've spent a lot of money recently, and United before were the type that they didn't want to spend a dime. So if they don't take advantage of
But
this, I don't know.
I will say they do now have full commitment with Erik ten Hag, so he should not have pressure at all. So if he still somehow fumbles this, I don't know what to say, because that dude should have no pressure at all to like perform. Dude literally just got full trust from the team, so I don't know. I don't know what to say if he doesn't do something this year.
Yeah, but yeah, like they brought in Joshua Zirkzee from Bologna. Lenny Yoro, which I will mention about. Yes, obviously, I'm a Madrid fan, so I know about the whole Lenny Yoro fiasco. I gotta say what I was gonna say about him, but De Ligt and Mazraoui, which are huge signings, honestly, it's crazy. They're big signings that they made. They're gonna really bolster their defense. I feel like their defense was a little lacking in previous years, and now they might actually have a solid back line. But as I was saying about Lenny Yoro, so the situation at Lille was, okay, so Madrid obviously knew what Lille was asking for, and they were asking for way too much, so they were not going to pay what they were asking for. So they were hoping they'd get him on a free. So obviously they were hoping that Yoro would just deny everything and just sit it out and just join on a free. But the thing that was tough is that obviously Lille was threatening him with no playing time. And as a young, I saw different points and perspectives, and as a young player, he needs to play to grow his own, like, his own brand, or he's going to grow his own person. Like, what if he doesn't play for sure at all that whole year, and he kind of regresses, or he gets injured, and he doesn't get that transfer to Madrid after all, then it would have been for nothing. And I get it that it was too much at risk to sit out and took a chance on it. You know, like, you've seen it before, like, when Mbappe didn't want to sign his contract and PSG sat him, but then they started losing games and they kind of had no choice but to bring him back. But I feel like it's not the same situation, obviously. You can't compare them, you know? Like, so obviously he obviously took the opportunity to join United, and I don't blame him. He obviously got hurt right away after he signed in a game against Arsenal, and now he's going to be out for, I think, 3 months. Maybe it's a big loss for him. It's unfortunate. Like I said, no, I don't have any bad things to say about him. I don't blame him. He has to think about his future in general, and you never know what happens down the road. But yeah, so I wish him the best, and we'll see how it goes. Not a big Man United fan, regardless. So we'll see how that turns out.
At least he got a bag before he got hurt.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But yeah, so now in fifth,
have the opportunity of a lifetime to do something special, your big uncle.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Those boys, the Blues, can go into fourth. But will you do it or will you not?
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Brian, but I'm slotting you boys out of fifth, man. It's tough.
I can see them getting 16.
As much as I would love to put Chelsea up higher, I don't know, man. They just been, we don't know what's going on with their squad. You guys have like a whole American football team at your disposal at this point.
I feel like if there's ever been a question mark ever, it is Chelsea. Like, there's just like no fucking clue anything. I don't know, man.
Yeah, they keep buying and buying and buying, and they don't sell. They just keep buying. It's like someone has a crazy good season, or they have a decent good season, or they look promising, like, sign him. I'm like, bro, like, can you just stop? Can you narrow down into a couple players and just get those guys? You can't sign every wonder kid. You can't sign every promising, like, developing player. You just got to commit to the players you got. You might miss some, man. Not everyone's perfect. Yeah. It just happens. It is what it is. But we'll see what happens with Chelsea, how they gel, how they do under their new manager and the players, the many players that they got. Who knows who else they'll get? I know for sure that Gallagher's future is kind of in the air because they're trying to figure something out with Atleti. Because Atleti, at one point, we're going to send you guys another player that you guys didn't need to sign, but then stuff
kind of
it fell through. And they're trying to figure out a deal that might bring Joao Felix over. We don't know what's going to happen. Everything's kind of in limbo at the moment. But I don't know. I feel like Joao Felix, even if they get him, is not the answer either. But I don't know. We'll see what happens with these guys. These guys are kind of goofy, but we'll find out. Yeah. But all right. So fourth here, you might call me shocker because this is kind of...
Oh, Liverpool.
Yeah, this is kind of a shocker a little bit. It's kind of crazy because you're like, I don't know. Like, is it biased that I have them so high, or is it not biased that I have them kind of low? So I'm going to put Liverpool at fourth. No, not first. Fourth.
Oh, where did you feel their first potential?
I'm putting them fourth because they lost Jurgen Klopp, and he was a big piece in the team. And I feel like when you lose a manager that huge, it hurts you a lot. I mean, preseason was kind of lackluster. I didn't really see much from them. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Like you did mention a good point that they're an aging team and they haven't signed anybody. But they tried to sign Zubimendi, but he's a rat. But yeah,
yep.
It's all good. But yeah, so we'll see what happens if they bring anybody in at all. But at this point, I'd rather them bring in nobody than bring in the bad. Like, I'd rather them sign no one than sign bad players or make bad decisions and spend money, you know, so.
Yeah, but they still have a lot of studs on that team. They'll be fine.
And they still got time if they want to find someone last minute. But yeah, so I put Liverpool fourth. I don't know how they're going to do without Klopp. I was going to put them third, but I was like, you know what, let me go fourth just in case.
Yeah.
And then third, people might call me crazy for this, but I'm putting Spurs.
Which of the two bottle jobs are you going to put in third?
Putting Spurs in third because I feel like they had a decent season back. They could have got Champions League football, but they really messed it up at the end. They really threw themselves. They bottled it themselves. They could have had it in the bag, and they messed it all up. But I'm putting them there because obviously they signed Solanke. We don't know how he's gonna translate, but I feel like he's kind of Harry Kane-esque in the same kind of play style, like a, you know, like they kind of play a similar type of role. Maybe I might be wrong, but I feel like they're similar players. And we'll see how he does with the team. You know, Son is still there. He's a stud.
Archie Gray.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I've heard of that guy, but I know he's like this crazy up and coming player. But I can't comment on someone I don't really know much about, you know. But I hear good things about that kid. I hear good things about that kid. Maybe things will go well for them. I'm hoping because they paid 41 mil for that kid. So, and he's only 18. So I hope he pans out. They extended Timo Werner's loan, which is decent. I know he played all right. He wasn't too bad. He played okay for
Turbo
them.
Timo?
Timo, not bad. You know, more options. But yeah, I don't know. I might be overestimating Tottenham, but I'm going to put them in third. But yeah.
I think you're just underestimating Chelsea.
I don't think so, Brian. I don't think so. I'm sorry. All right. So I'm not trying to reverse psychology this because for years I've been putting Arsenal first. I've been putting Arsenal first and City second because I don't want City to win the league. But they won it for a record-breaking 4 times in a row. So what's stopping them from winning it 5 times in a row, honestly? So for that reason, I'm putting Arsenal in second. They signed on the Calafiore, like you said, which is crazy because the last thing they needed was center backs. I don't think they need center backs. They need other players. Like, if you look at their squad, their defenders are stacked. They got Ben White, Gabriel, they got Timber, Saliba, and now they got Calafiore. So they do not need any more center backs.
And I don't even know where they're going to play Calafiore. Like, they have to throw that dude left back probably because, like, there's no way. There's no way you move Gabriel or Saliba after how they played last year. There's just no way. Like, there's no way.
Oh, he does play left back, huh? I know, but would you even want to play left back? I'm tired of teams putting players out of position just because they've played them there, like, to fill them in because they need the player on the fly because it's an emergency or they have someone out or they don't have anyone to fill that slot. They need to stop doing that and just put them in their natural positions because then you get players out of position that don't plan out the way you expect them to. Him playing left back is kind of crazy considering he's a center back. I feel like he should be center back, but if they really sign him to play left back, I think that's really, really dumb. I don't know why they would do that. And they already got solid center backs. If they're going to play him at center back, then he's just sitting on the bench and you guys spend all that money for what? They needed attacking players, man. They need to get rid of Kai Havertz, man. That guy's a bum. He cost Toni Kroos Euros and a Ballon d'Or, so he's a bum. I want that bum gone. He's trash. They need better players, man. Better attacking players. Gabriel Jesus, he's all right, but he's hit or miss. Nketiah, they need to sell him. I don't know what they're holding on to him for. I feel like he's just not it. I feel like he's not really gonna do much. I feel like he'll be like Danny Welbeck, you know, like a mid to bottom tier striker in the Premier League that's gonna be playing for, like, you know, your Leicesters, your Southamptons, your Forests, you know, your West Broms, Hull Cities, Norwiches, teams like that. I don't know. He's not. I can't see him playing for a big team. Hey, maybe he proves me wrong, but yeah. And then obviously, last but not least, we got
The
Manchester
greatest of all
City.
time.
We got 116 charges.
Make that 170.
Maybe 118, but yeah, include them in here, you know. They haven't really signed anybody. They haven't signed anybody. They loaned out
They
Calvin
don't need
Phillips.
to at this point.
They loaned out Calvin Phillips, and they sold Julian Alvarez. Don't get me wrong. Like, they would have been dumb to say no to this deal, considering how much money Atletico was willing to spend. I think it would be dumb for them not to sell. But I just feel like they're going to regret it. Like, no offense to Haaland, but I feel like him and Haaland are two different players. And it's always good to have different versatility on your squad, like different styles of players. And I feel like they're two different players that complement, you know, like the team in a different way. And I feel like they're going to regret getting rid of him, because if Haaland's like not having a good game or he's not performing, who do they sub in? Because they got rid of Julian Alvarez. And he was always like the guy that would kind of come in and clean up for them.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. Other than that, they loaned out a bunch of their youth players, or they sold a bunch of their youth players. They have a lot of outs, no incomings. But I hear supposedly that they're going to bring back Gundogan because Barcelona wants to get rid of him and he wants to leave.
Didn't hear those rumors.
Yeah, so he might be going back to City. He might be running it back. I wouldn't be surprised. But Manchester City is Manchester City. They're going to win it for a record fifth time in a row. And I don't know if Pep's going to leave. I can't see him leaving. Why would he leave? Where would he go to? Unless he's going to retire.
Maybe. This is, and I'd say this with such genuine thoughts behind it. What if it is because he knows something about, like, a point deduction or, like, a relegation that's coming in the near future? Like, what if that's what it is?
If he doesn't resign and then they get hit with that, then for sure he knew it was coming and that's why he didn't resign. But if it wasn't
Now, that would be some shady stuff too, but
yes, it would be, but don't, hey, remember, this guy played for Barcelona and he was the manager for them during that corruption period when the referees were being paid by Barcelona, so don't count him out, man. He's not a perfect guy. He's not a perfect player, you know, he's not a He is just as bad as the other guys. So I don't know, man. You just never know, but just be fishy about it. Just be suspicious about it in case he takes off and suddenly they get hit. Finally, once and for all, because he said that he would leave if he found out about that. He pretty much does not want to look like he doesn't want to look like a clown. He doesn't want to, you know, go out like that. So he's going to jump before this ship goes down. He is not going to go down with that ship 100%. He does, which is ironic because there's a ship on City's badge. But nah, I can't see that. We'll see what happens. If he resigns, then City's not going to get hit with anything, because he's not going to be caught dead with that on his track record. You know, two scandals of corruption in his career, that would be hilarious. But yeah, but that is our predicted table. But yeah, any thoughts, Brian, on my team before we wrap it up?
The only thoughts are just crazy that you kind of have all three teams that are getting up staying up. But I mean, hey man, it is what it is. We'll see at the end of the year. I mean, I feel like nothing we can really say is crazy because the year hasn't ended and, like, literally anything can happen. So, I mean, yeah, only time will tell. But it would have been nice to see you put Chelsea winning the league. But, I mean, obviously that didn't help it either. So,
Brian, the last time I put faith in your boys, they finished, like, 10th. So, the last time I put your boys to finish, like, second, they finished 10th. So, I'm not making that mistake.
You years, you us.
Okay, man.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
I don't know, man.
When we put out our first team, we'll be fine with
hey,
our 40-year play.
I'm not against it, man. Even though Chelsea and Liverpool had that rivalry back in the 2000s and the 2010s, I just hate City, man. Anybody could win except United. Yeah. I just hate Manchester. so yeah, good. I don't like those guys either. Yeah, I mean, Arsenal can win it, sure. I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't want City to win it. At this point, even United couldn't win it. I'm tired of City winning it. I can't stand those cheating, backhanded, slimy people.
People.
Yeah, people. I was like, what do I say?
I don't like people. But,
let's say
I don't know,
people.
That's all I would just say, just that shocking, but like nothing too crazy. Everything else kind of, I agree.
I mean, I put Leicester and Southampton because they've been in this league for long stretches, so they know how to stay up. But I mean, it's happened before where teams like that go down, they come back up, and then they just go down again, and they can't come back up. Like, look at Norwich, right? So they spent some years up, they went down, up, down, up, down, and then they haven't been up in like 2 or 3 seasons now. So eventually your luck runs out. So you never know, but these guys, Southampton and Leicester, have been up here for a while, so that's why I put them up there because I feel like I have faith in them. But Ipswich is the one that might bite me in the butt because I feel like they could go down because, like I said, they haven't been up in ages, and their squad isn't that crazy. It's barely much different. It's not much different from Luton's, really. So we'll see what happens with them. But Ed Sheeran is a stakeholder in this team, so I don't think Ed Sheeran would let this team go down. But they did have two back-to-back promotions, by the way, which is pretty crazy. They went from League One to the Championship to the Prem, back to back to back. So can they stay up like right after? Like, it's not a promotion, but them staying up is pretty much might as well be a promotion. So we shall see how that goes. But yeah, and we'll end it there, guys. And yeah, stay tuned. We got La Liga coming up, and then we decided to make a little change, and we're gonna do the top five leagues, but this time we're only gonna do the top eight and the bottom three because I feel like we disrespect a lot of these leagues that we don't pay attention to, and a lot of the mid-table to low-table teams we just don't know too much about. And honestly, it's just we don't really put too much attention. Most of the time we end up slandering these leagues to begin with when it comes to the Bundesliga and Serie A and Ligue 1. Don't even get us started. Like, if you listened to our podcast during the Euros, you saw how much we slated the Serie A. Ligue 1 is Mbappe-less, so they are now
They're
nothing.
just league. They're not even unknown, but they're just league.
Yep, it's just the league. They're sponsored by McDonald's, and they couldn't get anybody to take over the TV rights because they wanted too much money. And the Bundesliga is boring. I mean, while Xabi Alonso is at Leverkusen, it might be interesting, but until then, once he's gone, I feel it's gonna go back to normal. Or once Harry Kane leaves Bayern. But yeah. But yeah, pretty much. Okay, we'll leave it at that, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's been a while. We were gone for a bit, but we are back. Season two, we are here, and we are excited for more stuff to come. Don't even get a start on the Champions League because the Champions League is going to be quite interesting this year. It's a lot different, you know? And obviously, you'll be hearing about me and my Madrid boys soon enough. But yeah, so we'll leave it there.
All right.
Yeah. Anything you want to say before we take off, Brian?
Up the blues, baby.
Yup, up the Blues.
That's
They need all the
all I
support.
got.
They need all the support they can get, everyone. So support the
Oh,
Blues for Brian's sake.
I do got something to say.
What is that?
Remember, do not judge my team after the first week. We start the season at the second week.
Yes,
Just letting
because
everybody know that.
anyone playing City first week can only do so much, you know. I mean, I feel like everyone first week you're trying to get rid of the preseason jitters, trying to ease into the new season, and it doesn't help that you play the 116 Chargers for back-to-back team winners. So it's not easy to beat corruption. So we'll see how Chelsea does, how they fare against the 117 Chargers.
And one last thing.
What's that?
Visca
What a clown. This guy's a clown.
I am excited to do the La Liga
Oh
prediction.
yeah, I am excited as well because La Liga is looking pretty exciting this year. I'm all for competition, man. Hey, if Madrid's going big and everybody wants to step up, hey, I'm all for it, man. This is exciting. I don't want us to just steamroll the league. That makes it no fun. Hey, I'm for the challenge, man. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, thank you guys very much for tuning in. Really appreciate it, and we hope to see you guys in the next one. See you guys.
Later.